always dreamed of being able to share greetings with people, like-minded men, like we have just right here.
我常常希望与这有这个同样的心智的这个弟兄姐妹在一起。
And my goal is really to, in Germany at least, my goal is to reach the people with the gospel as much as I can and reach out to them.
我在德国的我的这个牧工的这个目标就是要把福音传给这个德国越多的人越好。
The topic of my message this morning is returning to biblical pattern of church life.
我今天的这个题目是回到跟按着圣经的教会的这个生活方式。
And it's a very a message which is from my heart because I realize that in Germany where we are, we struggle with some main issues in our church.
这是我从心里所带给你们这个信息，我们在德国的教会的生活里面有某某的这些这个问题。
And that's not something which is only in Germany, probably it's in all of Europe and I believe around the world.
不只在德国，也在欧洲，我也相信在世界各地有同样的这个问题。
And therefore I want to address this challenge from a biblical passage this morning here.
所以我要面对这个挑战，我要从圣经来带给你们一些教导。
You probably all know that 500 years ago we had the Reformation in Germany in Wittenberg, not far away from Berlin.
你们大家都应该知道，500年前在威登堡的教会，我们有这个宗教改革的这个开始。
This Reformation started with the 95 theses which were pinned to the door in Wittenberg, and then basically traveled through all Europe and later than around the world.
在威登堡的教会钉了那个95条的这个教条，然后他们从那个地方就把这个改革带到这个欧洲的各地。
But at the same time, we have at the same place actually in Germany and East Germany, this is the most atheistic people you have.
可是现在在那个地方，在德国的这个东部是最多无神论者所居住的一个地方。
Why are the people became so anti-religion and against God since the Reformation?
在这个宗教改革的影响之后，为什么那个地区的人那么样的讨厌这个基督教呢？反对基督教。
Why are they rejecting Christ out of the church?
他们为什么反对基督把基督推出教会呢？
It's the same problem we all face.
这是我们都面对的这个挣扎。
The fool says in his heart there is no God.
这无知的人心里说没有神。
They are corrupt, they do abominable deeds, there's none who does good.
没有一个是义人，没有行纯正的事。
But the question is obviously, how did they get there when they are 500 years ago, the Reformation was in Europe?
我们想要问的问题是500年前的宗教改革到现在为什么沦落到这个地步呢？
Well, it's because their focus went on to material goods and to the external world.
因为他们的这个注意力越来越注重这个外在的事，这世上的事。
If you would ask a German what he is proud of,
如果你问一个德国人，他最骄傲的是、自豪的是什么
？You would obviously he looks very often to his industry, the good stuff they make.
他们会看着他们所出产的是产品。
The great cars.
他们的汽车。
Soccer.
他们的足球。
Chocolate.
他们的巧克力。
And a lot of other good things, sausages.
他们的这个腊肠。
But the truth is, they do not look to God.
可是他们没有提到神。
And what I found, even in the church, our church has become more and more focused on external things than internal things.
然后我看我们的教会，我们越来越注重外在的事，不是注重最主要的事。
And therefore, I want to talk to about us about two important truths that need to be in the church.
所以我今天要提起两个重要的这个真理，要在教会里面有的。
And I want to go a little bit with the Reformation.
我要离开这个改革宗教改革这个时期。
So I went with a proposition. I said we need to go back to sola scriptura, to alone aligned shift.
我们要回到这个唯独圣经的这个真理。
And we need to go back to biblical discipleship.
然后我们要回到这个根据圣经的这个 门徒训练。
Both those truths are very close together.
这两个真理啊，息息相关。
And I want us to focus on Titus 2, chapter, Titus 2, verses 1 to 5.
今天我要把你们的注意力带到提多书第二章第一到第五节。
And Paul writes to Titus in the following, but as for you, speak the things which are fitting to sound doctrine. Older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith, in love and perseverance. Older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossipers, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good, so that they may encourage the younger women to love their husbands, to love their children, to be sensible, pure workers at home, kind, being subjective to their own husbands, so that the word of God will not be dishonored.
提多书第二章第一到第五节这么说，但你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理，劝老年人要有节制。端庄自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上都要纯全无瑕。欲劝老年夫人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人。好指教少年夫人爱丈夫、爱儿女，勤守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。
We need to get back to the scripture, and it says right here in the first verse, and it's very practical, but as for you, speak the things which are fitting to sound for sound doctrine.
我们要回到圣经的真理，这里第一节就很简单的说，你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理。
And when we understand Paul, he's contrasting something what happened in the first chapter.
那保罗所说的这里，他在对比之前第一章所谈论的事。
He needs the speaking sound doctrine is in contrast to what happened to the people in Crete.
在克里特这个岛上，他们所说的不是真实的话，所以这里保罗做了一个对比。
They constantly they said in verse 16 they professed to know God, but their deeds they denied Him, being distasteful and disobedient and worthless for any good deeds.
第十六节。第一章的第十六节怎么说？他们说是认识神，行事却和他相悖，本是可憎恶的，是悖逆的，在各样善事上是可废弃的。
And here Paul says to Titus, speak the things, just normal conversation, talk about the Bible, talk about what's in your heart.
这里保罗跟提多说，当你讲你在平常讲话的时候，你所讲的要根据圣经的话。
It is something what is to be instructive, something that is coming out of him because he's taught, he knows it, he loves it.
提多他所讲的所教训的，所与人分享的，都要是圣经的话，因为他这些真理都是他所知道的。
But it's something what is also in combined with the love, with the truth that is lived, that is an example.
有这真理也要有榜样。两个要平行去行。
He's not only to talk about it, he's also to live it.
所以提多要讲真理，然后要把真理活出来。
When you read in verse chapter 2 verse 7, in all these things show yourself to be an example of good deeds.
他在第二章的第七节是说，你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样。
But he's supposed to speak about the things which are fitting for sound doctrine.
他所讲的要合乎纯正的道理。
That what he's mean is it's appropriate, it's a proper, it's something that is right.
是合理的，是恰当的真理。
So he was implied that he needs Titus needs to do what is to clarify the doctrines, to explain them, to apply them to life.
所以这第一节他所要讲明的是，你讲的真理你要行出来，能解释给人家怎么去做。
It's not something that he didn't know previously. It's something that he was just to practice.
这不只是要让提多知道的，这要去提多去行的真理。
And when he talks about the sound doctrine, it's a body of truth that encompasses all God's word, everything what this Bible says.
这纯正的道理所形容的就是神全备的这个真理。
The entire paragraph stresses the fact that sound doctrine must find its fruitage in good deeds and doing the good things.
这整章所要 表达的是你的真理所要显出的就是善行结果子。
So when he talks about this, he means that healthy doctrine produces spiritual life or spiritual leadership, which produces healthy, good, godly living.
所以他这里所要教导我们的是，这纯正的道理所带来的是纯正的生活，纯正的榜样。
And healthy living, which produces healthy, effective, evangelical, powerful church.
纯正的生活，好的榜样，就带来我们真实有效果的传福音的这个能力。
So what Paul is saying to Titus, he says, if you teach sound doctrine, if you speak in consistently, it will affect the church positively.
在保罗这里让提多说，如果你是合乎真理的教导这个圣经，你在这个教会的生活中是会看到这个效果的。
To go back to the scriptures alone is nothing new. It was taught by Paul all the time.
归回圣经这个教导不是一个真的新的真理，这个是保罗时期已经开始教导的。
But this is something what we need to be reminded of. We need to be reminded of living to sound doctrine.
可是我们常常要被提醒，要按着这纯正的真理而活。
And then it talks about old man, and I like that.
然后这里提到老年人，我很喜欢这一句。
I like it because it talks about men who are not anymore in the marriageable age. They are, so to speak, they are men who have adult children.
这里的老年人就是指那些不已经不是嫁娶年龄的一些的这个年龄的人了，这是就是有孩子的这个老年人。
Probably men who are over 50, 60.
可能五六十岁的这些男人。
And he says older men are to be temperate.
这里说。老年人要有节制。
He says to be, that means a present active indicative, they need to be, that's something they need to be.
这里所说的他们要节制，你现在继续的要节制。
It's something ongoing, it's not something which is just for a moment, it's continuously.
是不断的要节制，不是单单一个时刻的节制。
And he says that they need to be temperate or sober.
这里说他们要端庄。
That means to be clear-minded, the concept of self-controlled.
他们能够克制自己的这个有克制自己的这个能力。
That is in contrast to what he said in the chapter 1, verse 12.
这个就对比了第一章第十二节。
In chapter 12, he said, one of themselves, a prophet of their own, said they were Cretans, are always liars, evil beast and lazy gluttons.
这里一章十二节这里说，有克里特人中的一个本地先知说，克里特人常说谎话，乃是恶兽，又馋又懒。
So it's a contrast to somebody who's lazy.
所以这个就对比了这个懒惰的人。
He's somebody who is focusing on life and do it in the right perspective.
这是一个对生活有正确的这个观点的一个人。
He is clear-headed, so he deals with his time, his money, his energy, his emotions in a right way.
这是一个头脑清楚的一个年长的这个老年人，他能够自己的很好的安排自己的时间和自己的资源。
So it would reflect really the word of God in his life.
这就证明了神的话在他的心中有产生效果。
It's somebody who is he's not easily aggravated or by pain or by failure or something disappointments. It's not somebody who gets out of line because of those things.
一个自守的人会在他的情绪上有很好的这个控制，不会被这个外在的这个因素使到他的情绪急躁。
So it's a man who can be, he's also called to, he's a reverent.
这个是一个很虔诚的一个老年人。
He's temperate, he's dignified, it says here. Reverent, dignified, or contrast to a contrast to being frivolous.
所以他有节制，他有端庄，他不是一个随意做事的一个人。
He's somebody who has a serious purpose around himself.
所以这是一个很成熟的一个老年人。
It's an attitude and perspective born out of understanding the spiritual eternal realities of life.
这样的一个老年人，他明白这个永生的事。
He knows about spiritual conflicts and warfare, so to speak.
他明白属灵的征战的在发生。
He's somebody who has experienced the things. He's not only talking about them.
他不只是会提起这些事，他也有体验这些经历。
He understands the holiness of God and His judgment. Understands the devastating effects of sin. All those kind of things are normal to him. He understands it.
这样的一个老年人，他明白神的圣洁，他也明白这个罪恶的真实性。
And this is what an older man looks like. He is somebody who's steadfast, who stands firm.
所以这样的一个老人，他很坚定，他站立得住。
Yeah, and he, this is a man who we can trust, who can, we can look to.
这样的一个老年人，我们可以相信，我们可以信任，依靠。
He's a man who has his foundation. It's a godliness in his life.
这样的一个老年人，他的生命中有，是一个属灵圣洁的生命。
He says also that the older men are to be temperate, dignified, sensible, sound in faith. There's something that is sound that is good for him.
这里所说的这个老年人有节制、端庄之手，还在信心上完全。
He's healthy. It's something that it's mature, it's strong, it's robust.
他的信心是坚定的，是真实的，是蛮有能力的。
It's the opposition of being spiritually sick.
这就对比了在属灵上软弱的那一些人。
Why is that so important in the church?
在教会为什么那么重要呢？
Well, it's all about if your life is ordered to the Word of God, it should reflect the things. And if that is reflect the things, that is something to be modeled after.
如果你的生命是建立在神的话语里面，按你的生命就能彰显这个神话语的能力，是大家能够看的，我们能够经历的。
So if we talk about true masculinity,
所以如果你要讲真正的有男人气概是什么
？It's about an outward loving, dignified strength which is based on healthy inner spiritual life.
所以真正的有这个男子汉的这个气概，就是有端庄自守。在信心上这个坚定的一个人。
It's not the man who is the most successful necessarily. It's the man who is the most spiritual.
不是最成功的人，而是最在属灵上最成熟的一个人。
It's the man who is the humblest.
是最谦卑的那一个人。
Who's the man who is the most loving and dignified.
是那一位最有爱心的那一个人。
So it gives a little different picture than what we see in the world generally.
这就对比了世界上说一个成功的男人的这个样貌应该是怎样的，是一个对比。
An older man has to be sound in faith and sound in love.
一个成熟的老年人在信心和爱心上。
This is a man also, an older man who understands what it means to unconditionally love.
这样的一个成熟的这个老年人，能够明白什么是完全付出的这个爱。
What do I mean by that? It's somebody who gives you undeserved love. He loves because he chooses to love you.
这是一个无条件能够爱人的一个人，他爱你，因为他选择要爱你。
And that is very, very challenging when you think about the responsibility of a leader in the church. It is to love everyone.
这是个非常有挑战性的教导，因为教会的领袖的这个责任就是爱弟兄姐妹。
But it's also should be the picture of an older man, somebody who's mature. He should love his family, his children, his wife, and other people around him.
就像一个成熟的老年人爱妻子、爱孩子一样，他应该用同样的这个态度爱教会的弟兄姐妹。
Why does he understand to love that way? Because he himself is loved that way.
为什么他会这样爱弟兄姐妹呢？因为他首先，对他自己的家人已经有同样的这个爱心。
Then it says the older man must have sound perseverance.
然后这最后这里说他要在忍耐上完全无瑕。
He must be somebody who is not something he's able to withstand difficulties.
这样的一个弟兄能够承受很大的压力。
He's not somebody who is complaining about how difficult life is.
这样的一个弟兄不会埋怨这个生活多困难。
He's somebody who is strong in spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, and morally. He is a strong man.
这是一个刚强的人，他在他的这个心灵世界，他的属灵的这个态度，他的这个思想上是刚强的。
And it's interesting that Paul is writing that to Titus, and it's a pastoral letter.To tell him what he needs to look for in the church.
这个是保罗写给提多，在教会中要寻找怎样的一个弟兄，这些是条件来的。
What kind of man were these?
这些弟兄是怎样的弟兄呢？
Well, you have models of those in the Old and New Testament.
我们在旧约跟新约有这样的这个例子。
It would be somebody like Nehemiah.
就像尼希米。
Or like Job.
像约伯。
Or like Paul himself.
或者像保罗一样。
And man, we read in Hebrews 11, the mighty man of faith.
或者在希伯来书十一章，这信心之父的那些人物。
Or what Paul writes in Ephesians 6:10, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of His might.
我们要在神的话语上刚强啊，壮胆。
So this is the older man in the church, in the local church.
所以这是一个地方教会里面的这个年老的这个弟兄所要有的这个条件。
So, when we talk about older men in the church, we talk about men that are models from the spiritual side of life.
所以我们提到教会中的这个年老的弟兄的时候，他们是教会的榜样，属灵的榜样。
And in verse 3 he goes on, he says not only older men, but older women likewise are to be reverent in their behavior, not malicious gossipers, nor enslaved to much wine, teaching what is good.
然后他提到了这个年长的这个弟兄，他也提到这个老年妇人要举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒作奴仆，用善道教训人。
And then he talks about older women. This is our women who are out of the childbearing age.
这里提到的这个老年妇人，就是提到了那些已经孩子已经长大的那些老年妇人。
They are the ones who have already had grown children, and they have the experience of what it means to bring up children of the Lord.
他们的孩子已经长大了，他们有经验如何在这个信仰上让他的孩子成长。他们是这样的一批老年妇人。
And those ones likewise are to be reverent in their behavior.
所以他们的举止行动要恭敬。
Basically, literally means their behavior needs to correspond with a holy life.
所以这里所要表达的是他们的生活要圣洁。
It should reflect that their life is focused on God.
这里所要表达的是他们的生活是这个关注神和神的事的。
This woman is a woman who lives and acts in a manner corresponding to her faith, to what she believes.
这样的一个妇人，她的行动表明了她所相信的真理。
Her behavior then reflects respect, love, and awe of God.
她这样的一个妇人，她的生活就表达了她如何的敬畏，还有喜爱神。
And this goes so far. It's very practical. It's not something that is theoretical. He says.She needs to behave in a way that gives always the attention to God.
所以这里很清楚的表达，这是不复杂的。这个清楚的表达，他的举止行动要虔诚，要恭敬敬拜神。
It would be even the movement of her body, the expression of her countenance, what she said, what she doesn't say, the whole habit of how she gives herself.
这里的举止行动就说了他的一举一动，他所说的，他的这个脸孔所表达的这个都是他如何的敬拜喜爱神。
It talks about her, even her dress, her countenance, how she looks, what she says.
他所说的，他的穿的，还有他的这个表达的方式，都彰显了他如何的喜爱神。
Because it talks about malicious gossips, not enslaved to much wine. Two things which are very interesting that he mentioned them here.
所以他说不说谗言，还有不给酒做奴仆。
we know about the gossips of the world.
我们知道世界上的传言是什么。
It's the tabloids, it's the television, the talk shows, the soap operas.
杂志、电视都提到了很多谗言。
The romance novels, everything which talked about.
那浪漫的书籍所谈的那些谗言。
A huge industry builds up on that.
世界很多的这个企业都建立在这些谗言。
And Paul says they should not be that way.
保罗说这些妇人不应该这样。
Why is it impossible that a woman is that way? Because and when she's older, she might have more time.
为什么他要提起这件事呢？因为年老的妇人他们可能比较多时间。
The children are out of the house. She doesn't have to work. Seemingly, at least it looks like she doesn't have to work as much. She's not busy about the children.
孩子长大了，她不用那么辛苦的劳苦，她有多一点时间。
And she starts to talk about it.
她就开始谈话。
So she should not be that way. She should not talk about those things.
她不应该谈论那些谗言。
She should be very careful what she says with her tongue.
她舌头所说出的话要非常的小心。
There's so much said about the positive, what you can say positively about about the word of God, but also what you can do negatively.
他们要谈论的这是神的话语，可是他们也要少说那些谗言。
But she should be somebody who is a teacher of good. That's the main focus here.
她的目的，她所注重的就是教导神的话语，教导那些好的事。
But it also talks about here not being enslaved to much wine.
然后这里也提到不给酒做奴仆。
And you say, well, that's trivial. I mean, that's normal. Of course, nobody should be enslaved to much wine. Why should they?
这里是我们说很自然的，我们大家都不应该给酒做这个奴仆。
But it doesn't talk only about wine. It basically means that she's not enslaved to something what enslaves her in general, something what is, intoxicates her.
所以这里不只提到酒精，这里也提到那些使到她受到控制或辖制的全部那一些事。
And why is it sad? Because older women usually have pains.
我们为什么要说到这点呢？因为年老的妇人可能有一点疼痛。
And they have pains after they have raised children, after they have worked hard in the home, after they have done all those things. They do get pains.
他们养育孩子，他们劳苦了一生，他们的身体会有疼痛的。
And it's very easy then to drink a glass of wine.
很容易的就喝了一杯这个酒。
But it's not only the one glass of wine they talk about, it's too much wine.
这里提到是喝了太多杯酒。
And it's not talking about wine so much, as I said, it could be even any kind of medication that really deal with pain and intoxicates you.
不止酒，可能是药，可能是那些使到你麻醉，或者使到你这个比较舒服的那一些事。
So she should not be that way. She should be the woman that teaches what is good.
所以一个这个老年妇人不应该这样，她应该教导神的话语。
So it's a woman that is literally saying a teacher of good things.
这是一个教导好事、好的真理的一个妇人。
Well, I don't want to take too much time of about that, but she is really teaching what is good, and that is reflected in verse 5 and 4 and 5, where it talks about what she is teaching good.How she is teaching the good things.
第四、第五节就很清楚的列出来这个妇人所教的是哪一些好的真理。
And it's very practical. It's very simple.
这是很简单的，是很实际的教导。
So that them, and then it says in verse 4 and 5, so that they may encourage the younger woman to love their husbands and to love their children.
第四节说他们要。指教少年妇人爱丈夫爱儿女。
The idea is that she is helping the next generation to be successful.
这里的这个妇人，她在预备下一代，能够成功的完成他们做这个妇人的这个目的。
Because there are 7 things here there that she's supposed to do and help the next generation to understand.
这里有七样东西，他要教导下一代。
Love the husbands, love the children, sensible, pure, workers at home, kind and obedient to the husbands. 7 things.
七样，爱丈夫，爱儿女， 勤守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，还有顺服丈夫，七样。
So why is that so important?
为什么那么重要呢？
What has it to do with being to get to the scripture alone, back to the scripture alone?
这与回到圣经的这个教导有什么关系呢？
Because Paul is giving Titus here a picture of what it means to live according to scripture, a godly life.
保罗在这里给提多一个解释，解释什么？解释怎样按着圣经生活的一个例子。
And he also explains how it's done in the natural way in the church.
然后他也解释了很自然的在这个教会中的生活如何彰显出按着圣经生活的这个真理。
It's not really complicated.
是不复杂的。
The older men and the older women teach the younger men and the younger women.
年长的这个弟兄和姐妹教导年轻的这个弟兄和姐妹。
Why do they do this?
为什么要这样行呢？
Because they usually have grown in their spiritual life in such a way that they are models.
因为他们在生命中成长了，他们成熟了，他们是属灵的榜样。
But this is very important. It's because Paul says to Timothy, go and teach this that they really observe it.
保罗要提多说你要去行，你要教导他们，所以他们会行出来。
So the older women are to teach those seven things to the younger women so that they can be successful in their marriages.
所以年长的这个妇人要教导年这个少年的这个妇人这七样事，所以他们在他们的生活中会有这个效果。
What is difficult in loving your husband and loving your children as a woman? Is it difficult?
对一个女人爱丈夫爱妻子困难吗？
It's probably the most difficult things in life.
这是生命中最困难的一件事。
I'm honest. It is.
说诚实话。
You think only about the nice times when you love your children and your husband, but there are difficult times in life.
可能你们只想到你们这些美好的时光，爱丈夫、爱孩子的美好时光。
What is when your husband has and makes problems?
可是如果你的丈夫刁难你。
It doesn't say don't love him.
这里没有说他困难的时候不爱他。
It says love him.
这里说爱他。
And the same thing when the children are in the teenage years and they think only about themselves, and you still have to love them.
这里说你少年时期的孩子叛逆的时候，你还是要去爱他。
How do you deal with that?
你要怎样面对呢？
You know, if you want to become a wife and to get married, I tell you, it's easier to be to any kind of job is easier than becoming a wife.
我要说的是，如果你要结婚的话，我要跟你说，世上每哪一样工作都比做妻子简单。
It's a seven-day, 24-hour job.
这每时每刻所要做的工作。
And every woman knows when they have raised little children up to be adults, what that means. It's a lot of work.
那些把养育孩子从小成为成人的，你会知道这是很困难的一件事。
I see right now my two daughters doing that. We have four grandchildren.And it's a joy to see that, but I'm thankful that I don't have to be involved in that.
我看我两个成年的女儿，她们养育四个小孩子，我看了我很欣慰。可是我说我自己不要这太困难了。
And I see often they write my wife an SMS or they call her and ask her, what do you do when this and this happens? And all this question, and my wife can say calmly says, this is what you do, this is what you do, and they are.Basically, they are in tears.
我的女儿们，她们有时候带着眼泪的发简讯给母亲，问母亲怎么做怎么做。母亲能够安慰她们，教导她们怎样去行。
Because they are constantly involved in this. There is no break. You can't say I'm taking a time out.
做妻子不可以没有这个休息的时候，你不能说我暂时不要做这一件事了。
Okay, I'm also involved in biblical counseling, so I hear a lot of difficult stories.
那我也参与教会的这个圣经辅导，我就听了很多同样的这些故事。
And one story that was related to me by somebody, another pastor.
有一个牧师跟我说他们面对的这样的一个问题。
They had an older couple that was involved in the church, and they got children very late, for whatever reason.
他的教会中有一个夫妇，他们年老的时候才有孩子。
He was a good businessman. She was also involved in the church very much, and then they got a children which they were waiting for many years and were praying for it.
他们是生意人，这是在教会中有服侍的姐妹，他们年老的时候才有这个孩子。
Finally, they got the church, they got the baby, they were, everything seemed to be all right.
他们有了孩子，他们高兴，很像一切都很顺利。
But the woman came, did not come to church very often anymore. She was very tired and she was very irritable.
然后这个妻子就渐渐的不来教会，她的这个情绪非常急躁。
So one afternoon, or no, it was a morning, late in the morning, she called her husband and says, please come home right away.
有一天她就打电话给她丈夫说，你要马上回来。
I'm afraid.
我害怕。
To kill my child.
我害怕我会把我孩子杀了。
And he obviously didn't understand what was going on, and he called the pastor, and the pastor asked the pastor to come with him, and the pastor asked, do I have to come right now? And he said, yes, please come right now.
这个弟兄听了非常害怕，他就打电话给牧师说，你要跟我一起去回家。
And so they came home, and the pastor understood the situation right away, what was going on.
然后到了家，那个牧师完全的明白家中的这个情况是什么。
They had the child, and the husband thought, I can live the life I had before the same way without any changes.
家里的情况是那个丈夫以为他有了孩子之后，他的生活还可以像他之前没有孩子的时候完全的一样。
In that situation, he didn't realize that his wife hardly slept normal, and she hasn't eaten for many, many days right.
这个丈夫没有想到他妻子没有好多天没有好好的睡觉，也还没有很好的吃。
She was so desperate that she sought to take the life of the baby because she said it started all with the baby.
这个妻子非常的情绪非常的紧张，她以为她如果把这个孩子除掉的话，他们的生活就能够完
全了。It was a Christian lady. They were very much involved, but she was so run down, not sleeping, not eating right, and having constantly somebody besides herself, the little baby, to take care of.
这是主内的这个姐妹，她又困又累，又没有又饥饿，她没有办法，她想要解决这个问题。
And you know what the help was? She just got the husband needed to give her time so she could sleep, give her a right meal to eat, and things were a lot better afterwards.
所以那个解决的方式是什么？就是那个弟兄帮助那个妻子，让她睡多一点。然后好好的吃饭。
And some older women in the church were helping this younger woman to, with her marriage, to love the husband and love the children.
教会中就有年长的这个妇人帮助她如何的爱丈夫、爱孩子。
A lot of the problems with family life and children's life and marriages is very often found in the little things.
我们在家中的这些问题常常是在这细节上的这些事出生这个障碍。
And the older women can help the younger women by explaining what you do in the little things that really makes a huge difference, and the practical aspect become then spiritual help.
所以一个老年的妇人能够清楚的解释给少年的妇人如何在生活上如何的去做，从这样就表明了他们明白。这个圣经的真理。
So the younger women need to learn how to deal with their life in the right manner. First, they need to love the husband and their children.
所以少年的妇人，她们必须要做的是要爱丈夫，要爱孩子。
And to love the husband is not based upon if the husband is worthy to be loved, but it's the worthiness. It's just it's something what God says. You love your husbands.
这是神的这个指示，你要爱你丈夫，不是他配得还是不配得你的爱，你就要爱他。
It's something you do because that's something where you please the Lord with.
这是少年夫人要去行的，因为你爱丈夫的话，这就会使神喜悦你。
And that is also to love their children is the next thing what makes a huge difference. Somebody has said in the past.
爱儿女就是第二件事，有人这样说。
God has designed mothers to be partners with God in His disciplining, nurturing, and raising the next generation in godliness.
有人这样说，神安排了母亲与她配搭，养育 下一代的这个下一代的信神的这些良禽。
Mothers are those who are bringing up souls for God.
母亲是那些为这神预备灵魂的那一批人。
So what is said here is that the mothers help to develop the next generation of of godly offspring.
母亲的这个重大的责任就是为这养育下一代的这个信徒。
Somebody has said mothers build something far more magnificent than the next cathedral. Cathedral, the next building, next church.
有人说母亲所做的比建一个伟大的这个教堂还要重要。
They are building a dwelling place for immortal souls.
他们所做的不是塑造一个建筑，他们是为神预备一个这个属灵的这个居所，就是人的灵魂。
So we cannot overestimate the importance of a mother in our generation.
所以我们要很注重的这个母亲在我们教会中的这个任务。
Yeah, and then it talks about her being to be sensible, pure workers at home, kind, being subject to their own husbands.
然后这里又提到这些少年的这个夫人要勤守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服丈夫。
And I want to bring it in together like this. They should be known by their character, by their inward character.
那这五点我们可以这样来看，这个夫人，这个少年夫人，人家看他们的时候，他们是认出了他们属灵的这个素质。
In everything they should be pure. We understand what it means. They should not deal or talk, be involved in anything that is outside of their marriage.
所以他们的贞洁就表示了他们专注自己的这个婚姻，不在婚姻以外有任何的这些不正当的关系。
And their main focus, what they work on, is home, at home, is around the home. We know that from Psalm 31, Proverbs 31.
然后他们一心就关注在家里的事。我们从箴言第三十一篇我们可以看到。
A primary realm of work is the home.
一个夫人，一个妻子，她的首要的任务是在家里。
And this whole thing, her testimony is also a testimony of God in the world.
她的这个夫人的见证，就见证了神，就是神在世界上的一个见证。
In the end of verse 5 it says, so that the word of God will not be dishonored.
这里最后第五节的最后这一段这里说，免得神的道理被毁谤。
Why does it say it?
为什么这里放这一段呢？
Because if a woman lives according to the scripture, according to what is right, it will be a venue for the gospel.
一个妇人如果按着圣经的真理而活，这是传福音的一个机会。
Let me bring it all together.
让我来总结。
Okay. Older men and older women need to teach the younger man and the younger woman.
一个年老的弟兄或者姐妹要教导少年的弟兄或姐妹。
In the normal things of life, in the Christian manner,
在一个正常的基督化的这个生活里面，
only according to the word of God, nothing else.
要按着神的话语，不是没有其他的这个，没有其他的东西他们在跟随的。
That will be the natural and normal discipleship within the local church.
在教会里面，教会的生活里面，这就是正常的这个门徒训练的这个步骤。
Everybody asks themselves how we do discipleship in the church.
教会常常都在问，我们要怎样做门徒训练？
Just follow the older man and the older woman. Let you, ask them to teach you.
这里的指示是你要找那些年长的这个夫人或者弟兄， 教导。
Ask them to teach you the ways of life as a Christian.
教他们教导你如何活出一个基督化的这个生命。
And teach you the whole counsel of God.
你去寻找他们，叫他们教导你神的这个指示。
So what would we? What is our? What do we need to do?
所以我们要如何行呢？
So sound doctrine must be founded for, must be the foundation of all we do in our local church.
我们教会一切的操作要建立在神的真理之上。
Out of sound doctrine must grow godly living that results in natural discipleship.
从这个真理就要活出这个，就要使到我们活出神的这个指示，使到我们有这个传福音的这个动力。
The older, more mature.Will disciple the younger who need models and encouragements.
成熟的属灵长辈要教导或培训那些年轻的弟兄姐妹。
To succeed in a hostile world.
在这个复杂的这个世界能够成长。
To say it another way, spiritual mothers and fathers need to take responsibility.To live out sound doctrine in our local churches.
在地方的一个地方教会里面，属灵的长辈、属灵的父母要担起这个责任来培训下一代的这个年轻的弟兄姐妹。
Let me pray.
让我们祷告。
Father God, we are grateful for your goodness and kindness to us to give us the Word of God.
主啊，我们感谢你赐给我们你的话语来教训我们。
But I pray that you will show us our responsibility we have as older men, older women, or younger men, or younger women.
主啊，求主你让我们看到我们身为属灵的长辈，还有属灵的这个年轻人啊，我们所要担起的这些责任。
Either to lead younger men and younger women, or to follow after older men and after older women.
或者是带领少年的这些。年轻的弟兄姐妹还是从年长的弟兄姐妹来学习。
And all according to your word for your glory in Jesus' name, Amen.
全部都要因着你的荣耀，按着你的话语来行。